This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today, we're going to school outside. Douglas Causey is a professor of biological sciences at the University of Alaska Anchorage. And most days, he's teaching in a classroom like every other teacher.
This semester right now, I'm teaching a class with about 35 students. And that would be like every class you probably took as an undergraduate.
But the one he's teaching today couldn't be more different. This classroom is in Portage Valley, and the homework? Catching fish. The course began last year through a partnership with UAA and the U.S. Forest Service. Causey first prompted the Forest Service with a question: what kind of research needs to be done in Portage Valley?
And then from then on, the class and the instruction was focused on getting the skills and the techniques on how to do the research, which is not unlike what professionals do in the field.
And for that research, Causey connected with Mark Chilcote, the Kenai Zone Aquatic Program Manager for the U.S. Forest Service.
The idea was that we could kind of help each other out. We could get some people out on the field to get the information that the Forest Service wanted, and UAA could bring some students out and get them some field experience. So it was a win-win sort of situation there for us.
One of those students is Mayo Nishkian, and she's thrilled to have the chance to get real field experience while also earning some college credit.
Actually being out and getting out and doing these things as opposed to just reading it, it makes all the difference because you can really apply what you're learning to real life situations, which it's supposed to be what school is for, right?
The project is focused on catching juvenile fish in the Portage area. The idea is to find out what kinds of fish are living there and how those fish are reacting to factors like wintering and climate change.
So this is a minnow trap. It's about 12 inches long. Got fine mesh in it, and it kind of has two funnels on either end. The fish can find their way into it, but can't find their way out. Maya probably can do this with her eyes closed. So you just set one of these things in like that.
Over the winter, we do it for a few hours, and then over the summer, we would leave them overnight sometimes. In the minnow traps, we would get stickleback, coho, chinook, and Dolly Varden, and the odd rainbow trout.
This type of field work is nothing new, but it's never been done in the Portage Valley. And that's allowed the students to make some major discoveries.
Previously, it was not known that Chinook, which are king salmon, were found in this area. So that's huge because their populations have been recently declining. Now we know that these are good grounds for juvenile rearing. We want to know more about these populations and also make sure that we conserve these populations so they don't decline as well.
It's not difficult to see why Nishkian enjoys her class. She gets to be outdoors and occasionally breaks some new ground. But that doesn't mean it's been easy. Mark Chilcote says that on day one, the message from Professor Causey was clear.
I want the students to go out there and do it themselves. Don't help them too much. You know, let them fall in the water. Let them do what they need to do. Make mistakes. And they're going to come up with some pretty cool solutions.
And that highlights one other unique aspect of this class. Nishkian and her fellow students are getting more than just field experience. They're being challenged to think for themselves.
In school, too often, we just have a list of everything we need to do, questions that we need to answer, and the way that we need to answer them. And I don't really think that you learn much from that. You learn how to do what you're told. So stuff like this really makes you a better student and also a better professional as you're entering either grad school or onwards.
Professor Causey says that's exactly the kind of attitude he wants his students to leave with. It's satisfying for him, but it also encourages UAA and even other schools to put a larger emphasis on field studies and relevant research.
Our department has championed this, and that's really what has set us apart and nationally is how much involvement undergraduates have in education. I just came back from a national meeting where we talked about this class and this whole approach.
Nishkian will continue working on the Portage project later this year as part of a fellowship through the Alaska Climate Science Center. After that, she says she's likely to go to grad school, although she's not certain where. She does know that this is the field she will stay in.
If it hadn't been for Doug, I wouldn't have gotten into this project, and this has been definitely solidifying the fact that I want to keep working with fish.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.